From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Members of Congress will be examining J.P. Morgan Chase's large trading loss today. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the incident will be part of the conversation at a congressional hearing on the banking industry.
The failed hedging strategy that cost J.P. Morgan Chase $2 billion has some members of Congress calling for tougher banking regulations. Lawmakers will have questions at today's House Financial Services Subcommittee hearing looking at rules for the bigger banks. University of Maryland law professor Michael Greenberger on J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO missing the warning signs.
This was a total surprise to Jamie Dimon. He did not see it coming. He's the smartest guy in the room. How about the guys who weren't so smart?
The Senate Banking Committee is also expected to examine the $2 billion loss. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Global stock prices are down, mostly on immediate worries about Greece's economic and financial situation. Greek politicians have not managed to form a government. New elections are being set, and a caretaker government is in place, just as legislators need to act to protect Greece's bailout with austerity programs. In Athens, economist Theodoros Krintas says markets have already reacted negatively, and he expects little, if any, improvement right away.
I'm expecting that the market, especially Greek markets, will keep being on the negative side for the next days.
U.S. markets open in just under half an hour after another down day yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost about 5% of its value in the past 2 weeks. The House of Representatives is due to vote today on a proposal to renew the Violence Against Women Act. Democrats say it doesn't go far enough. NPR's Giles Snyder reports President Obama is threatening a veto if it reaches his desk.
The bill toughens penalties as a way to deter abuse, but the White House says the domestic violence measure written by House Republicans does a poor job of protecting illegal immigrants, Native Americans, and gays. The administration is urging House lawmakers to find common ground with a measure already passed by the Senate, where Democrats expanded their version to include such protections. The Violence Against Women Act has been reauthorized twice with overwhelming bipartisan support since it was first approved in 1994. But it's different this time around. Republicans accuse Democrats of bringing it up in an election year in order to help clinch support for President Obama among women and Latinos. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic has started in The Hague. He is accused of leading the killing of thousands of Muslim men and boys in the 1990s as his forces tried to exterminate non-Serbs in an ethnically partitioned former Yugoslavia. He entered the courtroom defiantly today, making a thumbs-up sign. From Washington, this is NPR News. Gusty winds and low humidity readings are making it difficult for crews fighting several fires in Arizona and Colorado. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix has this report.
In addition to the weather conditions and the extreme fires, crews are also having to watch out for abandoned mine shafts and rattlesnakes as they work to contain a handful of blazes in Arizona. Crown King, which has been evacuated due to the Gladiator fire, is a historic copper mining town. Entrances to the abandoned mine shafts are now covered with heavy brush and hard for firefighters to see. Last year, 2,000 fires burned almost 1,500 square miles of mostly tinder-dry ponderosa pine and juniper trees in Arizona alone. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Mitt Romney has easily won Oregon's Republican presidential primary, and April Baer of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on a few surprises for races of regional importance.
Oregon's primary is unique in its late date and its vote-by-mail balloting. Romney won the Republican presidential contest with no trouble, taking 72% of the vote, according to unofficial results. Ron Paul was a distant second, with 12%. Elsewhere, Democrats may have effectively decided the state attorney general's race. Ellen Rosenblum bested Dwight Holton in the Democratic primary. No Republicans appeared on the primary ballot for AG, although the party did issue a last-minute endorsement for a write-in candidate. In the state's largest city, Portland, voters winnowed down a field of 23 mayoral candidates. Three strong contenders emerged, and the top two vote-getters will now advance to November elections. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.
And I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.